and 30th. Friday, it's the Bruce Sutter Garden Gnome. Saturday, the Carlos Martinez and Matt Carpenter Double Bobblehead, presented by SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Sunday is the Powerade and Shop and Save Carlos Martinez Kids Home White Jersey. It's the weekend of April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-900-1672. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-900-1672. That's 1-800-900-1672.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Barramir Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Barramir Glass and Door. Barramir Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Barramir Glass and Door can't be beat.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is underway. Get your tickets now for all remaining home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the visiting Rochester Rhinos. Saturday, May 6th, 7:30 is game time. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Cheer from your couch with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Just download the app and customize your orders, save your favorites, and schedule your pickup. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I recognize this man.
Oh, yeah.
Herbie Hancock?
No. Seventh Planet Band.
What? Never heard of them.
Yeah. Hey, I'll have to tell you what we're doing this weekend. It has to do with the police, Wright City Police Department.
Well, it's not like you plug the band.
No.
Go ahead. Cut into Max's time with your own self-promotion announcement.
No, the Wright City Police Department are trying to get a new canine officer. That's what they call him, a new canine. And the, apparently the dogs are really, really expensive. So we're playing Saturday. They're going to have a big fundraiser and prizes and all kinds of stuff. But it's out in it's in Wright City this
week. Well, that would be where the Wright City police would be.
Yes, it would be Wright City. Yeah, it would be.
They wouldn't be doing it in, you know, like Wrong City.
No.
Or Riverview Gardens or somewhere.
Yeah, but the whole thing goes from 11 to 4, and we will play from 1 to 4.
And that's when? This Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Okay, there you have it. It is time for us to check in with Maximilian Foisy. I like to say the long version of his name, right? Max Foisy. It's just, there's something about Maximilian, and he's here. I have to let you know that he is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. And now, with some do's and don'ts, some you must sees and you must stay away from, TV, movie stuff, here is Maximilian Foisy.
A couple things about Dan's interruption of my segment, so thank you, Dan.
And I apologize about that. No,
yeah.
I said to him, so you're going to step in with a shameless plug or whatever. Yeah, he just did it.
He didn't say, you know what, you're right.
It's Max's turn. No, he didn't say that. He just went ahead and did it, and I'm sorry.
Well,
I apologize on his behalf.
Thank you so much. Well, first of all, I wonder if police departments have ever tried to use a different animal. I mean, we all know the dog is man's best friend, and the canine officers are incredible.
Like what?
I don't know. Like a
snake? Like a police snake?
A police giraffe. It was the first thing that
police
popped
giraffe.
In my mind.
You know what?
They could do surveillance.
They could see?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what I see up here.
They wouldn't fit in the car, though.
It'd be like having a periscope. Well, they'd have to trailer them around.
Yeah, you would just trailer. And then plus, can you imagine being a bad guy and seeing the police giraffe come after you?
Oh, man.
Because I understand they can be pretty hurtful when they rear up and hit you with those hooves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was my first thought. My second thought was...
Not incognito, though.
No. Well, you could get one that kind of looks like a gangster or something, and he could be like
the
giraffe.
The giraffe with a long neck.
Yeah, from the wrong side of the tracks, you know.
Jeffrey from Toys R Us.
Yeah.
From the wrong side of the tracks.
Get that new baby giraffe that took 3 months to be born.
Yes. All those ne'er-do-well giraffes, you just recruit them. My other thought was, the cops really should go to Wrong City, because it seems like a place that they're needed.
Yeah.
Oh, everything's instead of Wright City.
Yeah. Where everything's
I gotcha.
All right.
I gotcha.
See where I'm going with that?
Cedar
wrong
Lake
side
Sellers.
Of the tracks, yeah.
Cedar Lake Sellers is the place.
Now, listen, you're going to do entertainment stuff. I thought I'd share some of this with you, since you're going to talk entertainment, and... I'm kind of fascinated by these writers, these contract writers. You want to hear a little bit of Robin Williams' contract writer? Are you familiar with writers?
I am, yes.
Dan, I thought we were talking about writers, like people who write things.
So, that's the whole when Max comes into the studio, nobody looking in the eye, that kind of thing.
Yes, these are addendums to contracts, and I found Robin Williams, his actual contract writer. And I think the most shocking part of this has nothing to do with what he demanded and wanted backstage. It's the size of his crew, his entourage. 26 people. For a one-man show with a stool and some water bottles. So here's what he specifically requested. It says breakfast, none, not applicable, because they're never there for breakfast. They blow into town. They sometimes come in early enough for lunch and dinner and do the show, but they're usually out of there in the morning or late at night. So here we go. Breakfast, lunch for Robin Williams was to be served between noon and 3. I guess they would determine that time based on when they were going to get in. Lunch had to be for 16 people. By noontime, he already had 16 of his people, 4 local and 12 that traveled with Robin Williams. Fresh homemade soup with crackers, sandwich bar, which had tuna salad sandwiches, ham sandwiches, roast beef sandwiches, turkey and egg salad. Condiments to be out in the room, in his room, onions, lettuce, assorted cheeses, tomatoes, sprouts, and avocado. A large bowl of egg salad, a large bowl of pasta salad, a large bowl of Chinese chicken salad. Remember, this is 16 people. Assorted fruit platter of sliced fruit, and an assorted fruit platter of whole fruit, not sliced, like whole apples, whole pears, whole bananas, and then an assortment of cookies and cakes for dessert. Now, dinner, he demanded dinner for 26 people, 14 of his own people, and a local crew of, 12. Here's what he needed. For them, chicken parmesan, vegetable lasagna, tri-tip cutlets, roast potatoes, rose. What's a rose potato, Pion? What is a rose?
Oh, I don't know if I've ever heard of it. Are those just little potatoes? It's probably just the color of potato, I would imagine.
Rice pilaf, assorted steamed vegetables, including broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, pasta salad, Caesar salad, loose leaf salad bar, assorted condiments and dressings, selection of juices, all natural, not from concentrate, assorted fresh breads, including baguettes, rolls, and multigrains, assorted canned sodas, Cat Coke Classic, Diet Coke, ginger ale, and root beer, homogenized milk, Colombian coffee, and that's pretty much it for Robin Williams, except on the second page, we have not touched his dressing room requirements. Again, this is a one-man show. Deli platter for five people. Now, by showtime, he's down to five people. That crew earlier was to set up or whatever. A deli platter for five, fruit tray for five, veggie tray for five, two cases of water, 18 bottles in a case with the labels removed from the bottles. I have no idea what that's about. One case of Pellegrino. Is that like a sparkling water, Pellegrino?
I think so. Yes.
A bucket of ice made from drinking quality water. In other words, it's not just ice to pour in a cooler to keep drinks cold. It has to be drinkable water ice, so you could use the ice in your drink. A bowl of smokehouse almonds. A coffee and tea setup for five people. Six ceramic coffee cups. Eight water glasses, and they must be glass, not plastic. 12 cans of Coke, 12 cans of Diet Coke. And appropriate flatware and silverware for five people. What is the difference between flatware and silverware? Anybody?
I don't know. I think it's the same thing, right?
Well, or it's not flat... It says flatware and the silverware.
Oh, the flatware. Is flatware the plates and all that?
You know what? I bet you're right.
I bet you're right.
Dan, way to go. You're almost a woman.
Oh,
way
thanks.
To go. No plastic or paper products in the dressing room. And then coffee and tea station for up to 30 from load in through load out. All I can think that might mean is loading in would be bringing in the stuff for him, and loading out would be taking it out when everything's over and the show is over. But why do you need 30 people for one guy? And then he wants assorted sodas and waddles for 30 people from load in through load out. He doesn't want any more because he's dead.
Yeah.
He used to want. And I might add, that really is one of the more shocking deaths to me, was Robin Williams. I don't think anybody saw that coming. That was, wow. So he had just been diagnosed with Parkinson's. Just diagnosed. He didn't even stick around to see if maybe there was some way he could, you know, survive through it. He just out, gone. And now the rest is yours, Max. It's all yours.
So it's funny. I went to Snopes during this segment about Robin Williams' writer, and all I could find on this to see if it was, by the way, Snopes.com is a great website where you can find out if things are actually accurate or not.
It is.
And this guy said that he worked at an office. This is classified as undetermined, by the way, but he says that when he got Robin Williams' writer, and this is years later, this is maybe late 80s, he said he was surprised by what he found. He had a requirement that for every single event or film he did, the company hiring him also had to hire a certain number of homeless people in the area and put them to work.
Good for him.
So they have asked Penny Marshall about this. They've asked other people who've worked with Robin Williams, was this true? They won't comment on it. But the story goes that when he was doing a movie like Hook or whatever, that the company, Amblin or whoever, would have to hire a certain amount of local homeless people if they hired him.
I think that's great.
Or actors dressed up as homeless people.
How would they know?
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe how some people got their lucky break.
You had to ruin it.
I'm sorry.
No, it
was a nice,
charitable kind of thought.
Yes, I was trying to bring
had
it back
to
up.
Ruin it. Oh, they're actors dressed up as homeless people.
So speaking of Robin Williams, we all remember him as the genie from Aladdin, of course. It was an amazing vocal performance. His songs were great. His really, really great part in that film. Well, you know, with all these Disney live action movies, Beauty and the Beast has now made $1 billion worldwide. They're already talking about sequels to that. Disney's not going to stop making live-action versions. They've got Guy Ritchie, who did Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, the movie Snatch, also the Sherlock Holmes movies. He's a pretty talented
director.
Wasn't
he married to Madonna?
He was married to Madonna.
Is that what the Snatch movie is about?
I don't think so. I think that before he met Madonna.
Yeah.
But he's going to be doing the live-action remake of Aladdin, the Disney version of Aladdin,
whoa,
and he's trying to find somebody to be be the genie. And he has, there's somebody who's not signed on yet, but they're in early talks to do it. And I know it's one of Frank's favorite actors.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Will Smith.
Will Smith to be the genie?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you guys think? I don't know.
Maybe he'll be great.
I think Will Smith would be okay. You know,
he hasn't been kind of manic and crazy since the Fresh Prince days, which kind of put him on the map. But I mean, in the late 80s, he was doing, you know, sort of jokey hip-hop songs like Parents Just Don't Understand. He was a kind of a goofy guy. Then he got all serious and he wanted to win a bunch of Oscars. So the one good thing, I think, is maybe this is going to allow him to be goofy and not care about winning awards again, because I kind of like the goofy Will Smith. Well, we haven't seen him in years.
I know this is your segment, but I've mentioned this before on the show. Are you familiar with his twin brother, who they say it is impossible to get along with?
Oh, boy.
And never cooperative, Won't Smith.
Giraffes. I was thinking giraffes could work with
now,
the cops.
Now, real quickly, I hate to keep going in, but quickly here, I just curious. Let's say that Peon is really famous, and Max, you're really famous, and Dan, you're really famous. Just give me three things you'd want on your contract writer. I'm serious. That you'd have to have. Let's keep it to backstage. Forget lunch at the hotel or breakfast at the hotel or dinner. Let's just go backstage, dressing room. Peon, give me three things you insist on having in your dressing room. You're famous. You're about to go on stage. Packed house. What do you want?
I guess it would just be the drinks that I like to drink. You know,
well, name
I don't know. I like to drink Canadian Ice. It's a sparkling beverage.
Never heard of it. That sounds good.
Yeah, I really can't think of it. I mean,
you'd be an easy guy to work
yes.
with.
Yes.
I know my three right off the top.
Max, what are they?
Anywhere I go, I usually try to get a cup of coffee first when I first walk into whatever room I'm in. So I would have to have some coffee there. Bottled water. That way, if I, you know, if I'm going to perform, if I'm going to talk,
not unreasonable. Unreasonable.
And then the third thing would be an iPhone charger, because my phone is always dying, and it would be great to go backstage, drink a cup of coffee, and charge my phone.
See, very smart. I didn't see that on any of the writers that I read. Nobody had iPhone charger or even phone charger.
Yeah, there
they
you
didn't
go.
Think it through. Dan, what do you have to have? Now, you're a musician, so you practically are. You're the most, actually, most famous person in the room in terms of you're the only stage performer. What would you have? If you were really famous, which I think you will be, what would you want backstage?
Oh, man, backstage. You know what I would like?
It's not that hard.
I would like some vanilla malts back there. I would like
now that's going to melt. Well, you'd have to insist on them bringing them like every half hour.
Yeah, they'd have to bring it. No, just bring me one big one with the tin. I have to have the tin too.
Ah, that thing they make it in where there's always some left over.
Yeah, so a vanilla malt, some coffee, and some water, basically.
By the way, isn't that always true when they make a real malt and that metal thing and they pour it in? There's always extra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so that's it. You're easy. That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't go crazy with it.
Max, that's all yours.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Oh, fantastic. On Blu-ray and DVD this week, a couple of classic films and one movie that almost won Best Picture. If we talk to Faye Dunaway, it won Best Picture, so we'll get to that in a moment. As far as the classic films, there's a movie right after Cocoon came out, and it was a gigantic success. Then, of course, you had Cocoon the Return, also really huge. And all of a sudden, younger people knew who Hume Cronin was, and they knew who Jessica Tandy was. Of course, right before Driving Miss Daisy. So they made this movie for kids with Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy called Batteries Not Included. Did you guys ever see this?
Or yes, it was a Ron Howard movie.
Yes, I did.
Well, it's a great movie.
It's a movie that is all but forgotten now, but I remember going to see it when I was a kid and loving it. It's these little flying compact disc-looking aliens, basically, that are like robotic, that come into this apartment shared by these old folks, and they have to kind of help these aliens get back to their planet. It's a great movie, and it's a good kids movie.
And I don't know why it's never brought up either, because I do remember it being a really good movie.
And people never talk about it. And it was Amblin, it was Spielberg produced, and Ron Howard was involved. It's just, and it's out now on Blu-ray and DVD. So if you have kids or you know, and you're looking for something new to watch, this is out as of today. Finally, people can watch it after, you know, 30 some years.
All right, Batteries Not Included. If you just joined us.
So Hume Cronin was the third old guy, because there was
he was in real life Jessica Tandy's husband.
Yes.
Oh, really?
They did this movie together. Yeah.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And you know what's funny about this is we have the Mummy coming out, the latest remake of the Mummy, and this one has Tom Cruise. And I was reading Wilford Brimley in the first Cocoon. Tom Cruise, who's doing all of his own stunts and falling out of airplanes, he's now older than Wilford Brimley was in the first Cocoon.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wilford Brimley always took those old.
Because he looks like elderly.
Those old he parts. Was like Walter yeah. Brennan. They both looked old before they were old.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're right, Wilford Brimley in his 40s looked like he was in his 70s.
Yeah, which is just crazy. Also, a great one for the whole family. This has been streaming for a while. I just watched it on Netflix with my six-year-old, and he loved it. But now it's out on Blu-ray and DVD, An American Tale. This is another Spielberg-produced movie. It was directed and animated by Don Bluth, who was a guy who left Disney to do his own production studio. And American Tale is a great, great movie about a mouse called Fievel Mouskowitz, who comes to America. And I'd forgotten how patriotic this movie is. He's a little Russian mouse, and there's all this whole thing about the Statue of Liberty and bringing in immigrants. It's just a really, really great movie with good songs, great animation, and nothing too scary, because sometimes these animated films, it can have like a scary villain or a giant bear or what have you, and this one's just fine for the whole family.
All right.
And then finally, the movie that almost won Best Picture, the movie that everybody thought was going to win Best Picture, La La Land, is out today on Blu-ray and DVD. If you missed it on the big screen, I feel bad for you, because this is a movie that really should have been seen on the big screen. I saw it twice when it was theatrically released. I love this movie. Yes, it's been overhyped. People kind of roll their eyes when you say the title now. There's a big blowback with this movie, but I think for cinema fans and film fans, if you really love movies, you're going to love the movie all that more, because the story is paper thin. The romance is standard kind of romance. You know, the songs are fine. It's a great love letter to movies themselves, which is why they thought the Academy Awards would congratulate themselves. Instead, they give it to Frank's favorite movie from last year, Moonlight.
Hey, before you take off, I know you said finally, the writers are talking about going on strike. Yeah, writers for all the shows.
First time since, what, 2004, I think, was the last writer strike.
Yeah, and so that will affect all the, like,
do you remember what happened last time?
I don't. No.
Well,
I don't.
So the last time the writers, you should do a little bit of research on the writer strike from 2004, or instead just listen to me, because I'll tell you right now. The gigantic shows, like Heroes was, you know, breaking records on TV. Writer strike happened. They all but canceled the second season. They had like 12 episodes instead of 22, because you can't produce new scripts or hire scabs, as they call them, because of WGA rules, which means the late night shows, like Letterman, couldn't staff their writers. So Paul Schaefer and Letterman would kind of make up some gags and have their guests out, but they didn't have the long, prolonged bits. So Jimmy Fallon will be different.
Yeah.
Kimmel will be completely different. Shows but that you enjoy people, right now.
But a lot of these people are former writers. Jimmy Kimmel was a writer.
You should have seen Letterman and Leno at the time. It's a shell of their shows, because they have a team of 12 or so writers. SNL was really affected. It was off the air for a while. And giant movies, Quantum of Solace, which was the follow-up to Daniel Craig's first 007 movie, was completely chopped apart because they couldn't finish rewrites on the movie. So the whole third act is weird. I mean, this will be a very bad thing if this happens again, because entertainment for the next 5 years could be affected.
And series, too, TV series, because I read an article about The Walking Dead. They yes. may be able to start and film some episodes, but they like the finale for the season.
They might not be able to do it.
They might not be able to do it, yeah, because they won't have writers.
And when people say, well, these writers, they get paid a mint, and it's the Hollywood elite, but writers are classically the least paid. They get screwed out of royalties, and you don't have any project you like. I don't care if it's a movie or a song without a writer. That arguably, they're the most important part of that process, and they're never taken care of. So I hope they're able to reach some sort of agreement.
Yeah, because the deadline's coming up pretty soon, right? I think it's coming up.
I think it's coming up, yeah.
Yeah.
They get screwed in the TV and the movies, but I think the music business years ago decided that they should be taken care of, and I think music writers make a lot of money.
Well, you know, it depends on who you ask, because in the digital age now, you've got people like, you know, Don Henley and Neil Young saying, where's my royalties from iTunes? Where's my royalties from Spotify? You know, if I'm in a band and my album is streamed a lot on Spotify, how am I paid for that? So I think that's actually changed in the digital age.
Okay.
Mm.
And I'm Max, and I'll be back next week with more talk about giraffe cops.
Wow. Instead of police dogs, it's police giraffes. I think he's got something, because they could see above everybody else and go, I see him. He's running down Market Street and help him catch the bad guys. That's Maximilian Foisy. He will be back Friday with Mr. Goodnight and Paul Harvey.
Paul Harris.
What is it?
Paul Harris is in on Friday.
Okay, he'll be here Friday. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. As long as I'm talking about Window World, let's talk about them now, because I'm supposed to get them in before the top of the hour. So let's just do that. What do you say? Window World, this is according to J.D. Power. I don't know who Mr. Power is. That a woman or a man? Is that James Delanor Power? I mean, I don't know, but I think that's somebody. And they're a very respected operation when it comes to polling or ranking or rating businesses or products. Window World ranks highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors. That is from a J.D. Power study. That is according to J.D. Power. That's pretty big. Ooh, I don't blame you. I'd say that too. There are two windows that have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Guess which one is one of them? Window World. I don't know what the other one is. I'm guessing their windows cost more money, though. It's probably a pretty good guess. 14 years, just over 14 years. That is not a very long time. We've been here, for example, 20 years this summer. 20 years. Window World didn't start up till we were on the air here almost 6 years. How about that? Wow. And in that short time, they've improved the look and the thermal efficiency of over 46,000 homes in the St. Louis area. Lifetime warranty covers all the parts, the glass breakage, the labor. It's not anything fancy, but it's a good, solid, dependable window, and a lot of window for $189. You call them, they'll come out, give you a free home estimate, and they will show you right there in your own home how they are simply the best for less. And they offer 15 months, same as cash, with approved credit. Window World. I can give you their phone number if you're in the car. Good luck remembering it. It is 314-993-1800. Maybe if they're closed in a few minutes, you still got a little time. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com. Do you need to take a break?
Yes.
Let's do that. Here's a break on the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
All right, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
We've got a few problems out there. A new accident blocking the left lane on eastbound Highway 70 at Cypress, and that's got you jammed all the way back to Highway 270. Eastbound 270, an accident. They moved out of the right lane off to the right shoulder at 367, but it's a pretty solid jam between McDonald around the bend through 367. Now, they were working with a vehicle fire on northbound 55 south of Highway Z. They had the highway shut down. It does look like they do have a lane open now. You're backed up to about Highway A in Festus. Southbound traffic is slow from Z down to where this vehicle fire is. They cleared the accident southbound 270 at Ladue, and they also cleared that accident southbound 270 on the ramp to southbound Highway 55, but it's a solid jam pretty much so from Dorset all the way down through Tesson Ferry. It looks like eastbound 40 is slowing Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge, and on westbound 40, we're jamming Vandeventer through McCausland, heavy again from Lindbergh through 270. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Heard about Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes? Spend $25 and use the code on your receipt for a chance to win three times your 2016 refund up to $15,000. See website for rules. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And, of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you. On the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, Jay Randolph with a very important message for you. If you're retired or concerned concerned about the risk in your investment portfolio, you must find out your personal risk score, no matter who you are currently invested with. It's easy. Go to 360riskreport.com. Now, right now is the time to act. Call my friend Jeremy North at 844-4-360-IRA. Make sure your investments match your risk profile. Too many people blindly trusted their advisor back in 2008. Unfortunately, realized too late that they had more risk than they wanted. Don't let that happen to you. Get on your computer or smartphone and go to 360riskreport.com, and in less than 5 minutes, you'll get your own personal risk score. Jeremy North, the 360 IRA, can help you. 844-4-360-IRA.
Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Hi, I'm Jerry Callahan, pharmacist and owner of six metro area medicine shop pharmacies. And I want to invite you to any one of the more than 25 metro area medicine shop pharmacies to experience what pharmacy is supposed to be. At Medicine Shop, we value your time and your health. We don't just fill your prescriptions. We help you manage your health. So if you're tired of impersonal pharmacy service and long wait times, come experience the Medicine Shop Pharmacy difference. Can't come to us? We'll deliver to you at your home or where you work.
Come visit John and Patty Zuzak at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Sappington, Missouri, on Gravois.
I'm Justin Jemis, owner of the Medicine Shop in St. Charles. Come visit us for superior customer service, including free delivery of your prescriptions in and around St. Charles.
I'm Lynn Schmickens, pharmacist and owner of Medicine Shop in Afton. We are at the corner of McKenzie and Heggie, next to Fortell's Pizza. We offer free prescription delivery in Afton, Webster, Lime, Oakville, and Melville. Come see us.
Hey, it's Andy Strickland, host of Hockey Sense. Good ice leads to good hockey, and good ice comes from cold temperatures. Did you know that the cold temperatures can lead to the ultimate wellness experience? I'm talking about cryotherapy and Berman Chiropractic and Wellness in Clayton. Top athletes and weekend warriors like me have been using cryotherapy to train harder and improve recovery. Set up your cryotherapy appointment today by calling Berman Chiropractic and Wellness at 314-862-5700 or online at BermanChiropractic.com.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will broadcast the Inside Out Show from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hallmark Stone this Saturday.
Come out and see us. We're live, and you'll get to meet our new co-host, Dave Sherwood.
I'm not the new guy anymore, but I'm not the old guy either, John.
All the proceeds from this sale benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids Charities. They're located off I-44 at the Soccer Park exit.
Please join us. This is the Inside Out Show. John Shea and
David Sherwood.
See John and David this Saturday at the annual Granite Remnant Sale at Hallmark Stone in Fenton. We'll be right back.
Tune into We're Having a Senior Moment, hosted by Sean Rimmerman and Ryan Raphael, every Sunday morning at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Sugar Shack.
Wow.
I can't remember who did it, but I know this crazy little shack beyond the tracks.
This version is Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireman.
Same as Mike Evans' introductory song, Bottle of Wine. Thank you for that, Beyond. We have a couple of minutes. I'm going to wrap it up on this contract writer business, but I found Kevin Hart's contract writer. Now, I don't know anything about Kevin Hart. He's funny, I guess. He also is a solo like Chris Rock, right? He's a stand-up comic.
Yes.
Check this out. Well, and this is a fairly recent writer. When Kevin Hart performs, let's say at the Fox or anywhere else, he's about 37 years old, I think. I don't know his comedy. I know he's been in a couple of movies, but he says they have to provide him with 8 bottles of, and you have to help me out here, this is a particular vodka, C-I-R-O-C, Ciroc.
Yeah.
Vodka. 2 bottles of the peach-flavored vodka, 2 coconut, 2 amaretto, and 2 pineapple-flavored vodkas. His requirements also include, again, folks, this is a one-man show. 2 bottles of Patron Silver tequila, 2 bottles of Deuce cognac, is that right? Deuce?
No, I don't know.
Cognac, 2 bottles of Luc Belair sparkling wine, and 50 shot glasses.
Ooh.
He demands baked whole chicken wings, seasoned fried whole chicken wings, grilled chicken breast strips, and fried chicken breast tenders. Now, he has a policy. You need to know this. If you go see Kevin Hart, he goes to great lengths to keep audience members from reaching for their cell phones during his show. I've never seen Kevin Hart, but apparently if you go to his show, they have signs that announce a ban on cell phones, texting, tweeting, talking, using recording devices. All those, if you are a violator of that, any of those rules, you will be ejected from the show. Now, he requires of the venue that they provide a platoon of 140 people who are called roamers. These are people who walk up and down the aisles as he's performing, trying to spot anyone whose phone is on. The roamer deployment includes 8 spotters or supervisors with radios and a 20-person extraction team with radios. And if someone is caught with a cell phone out and on, no matter how they're using it, the writer in his contract stresses that the roamer vigilance is a must. You must eject anybody who is standing up to watch the show, blocking other people's view, or using a cell phone. Out. You are out. Now, he also, part of, apparently, on his ticket, there's a sign as you go in, and I don't know if a lot of people notice it or not, but if you're the holder of a ticket, by going into the show, you are granting his production company permission to use their name, their likeness, their picture, their voice in perpetuity. What that means is, if Kevin Hart's people, if his crew decide to get a shot of you in the audience, doing anything, clapping, laughing, they can use that to promote further shows. You know how when you see coming to the Fox Theater, Kevin Hart, and then you see ha 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 people laughing in the audience. They have the right to use that in any way they want, as long as they want. You give them that right by holding a ticket. Now, why is it this sexist? Listen to this. Not that I'm not for this. I would want this too. Kevin Hart says that he is to be provided 5 females between 21 and 27 years of age with athletic, sexy bodies. And here's what it says. The women must be go-getters and be very approachable and attractive. I think we all know what this means.
Oh, approachable and attractive.
They must have previously worked events with large crowds. Payment is $150 per girl per show. and they will handle promotional chores and are provided with shirts and tights that are available only in extra small, small, or medium. Now, why isn't that sexist? I'm all for it, by the way. And let's hear it for Kevin Hart. Yeah, I mean, this guy, I want hot chicks who are, good word, approachable. So there you have the Kevin Hart rider. I think of all of them, his comes closest to being what mine would be. I'm trying to think what I would ask for backstage if I were really famous. I think peanut and almond M&Ms. I love both of those. And classic Coke. And I'm having a tough time thinking of anything else. Classic Coke. I don't want any salads, you know, it's healthy stuff. I classic Coke and peanut and almond M&Ms. That's all I can think of. It's my favorite candy is an M&M. And my favorite soft drink is a Coke. Okay, bottled water, just to make it look like I was doing something that was sort of healthy, drinking water. I'd have a case of cold bottled water. Ooh, and I would have ice because all my drinks have to be really cold. When I go to a restaurant and I get iced tea, I always ask for a glass of ice. Because by the time they bring it to you, the tea melts half the ice. You got like 4 ice cubes in there. So I would ask for lots of ice, peanut and almond M&Ms, and classic Coke and water. That's it. No, I don't think I'm being asking a lot there. Oh, and the chicks. The 5 women, 21 to 27, with athletic and sexy builds. I'll put that in there too. Mm-hmm. They don't really have to do anything. You just be in the dressing room with me. You know, I don't have to. No, you don't have to sell T-shirts or anything. Are you kidding? You're too cute for that. Just hang out with me back here. All right, we're coming up on Playhouse time. Time is flying. It's getting away from us. On this another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh,
I knew I'd do it. I knew I'd do it. I knew I could do it. I tried to hit him when he wouldn't see it coming, and I did it.
Oh, man.
That has to be painful for Peon after not playing it for a couple of days.
Oh, yes.
You don't play it on Friday either, do you?
No.
No.
So you had 1, 2, 3. You had 3 work days where you had to play that thing. It's
beautiful.
3 work days and the entire weekend.
Now that break is over, mister. It's over now. In Chesterfield Valley, there's a store called Amini's. Got a copper top on it, a copper dome. I hope by now, what I'm hoping is if you haven't been there, eventually you're going to just start to wonder, why am I such a loser? Why haven't I been in this store? Give me one good reason why. Well, I never go to Chesterfield Valley. Well, so what? Here's a reason to go there. Now you have a reason. Amini's. Then while you're there, you have a couple of other reasons. First Community Credit Union and Annie Guns. They're in the valley, too. But Amini's is down in the valley. Valley's so low. Hang that head over. Hear the wind blow. Singing. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Just go inside. Just go inside. Tell me your aim of the PM. Get yourself some. You buy something, you get a mini money. Fun to say, fun to spend. You buy, you get so much a mini money. You get enough a mini money, you use your mini money to buy something, and next thing you know, it's not costing you anything because you got enough a mini money. Check this place out. You will thank me for recommending it. You'll wonder why it took so long to go in there. It's a fun store. It's a practical store. There's furniture like you will never see anywhere else because it's the best of the best made in the world. Whether it's patio furniture or living room or dining room or end pieces or accent pieces, lighting, Jaffe lighting upstairs, jukeboxes, pool tables, pinball machines, arcade games. Get the idea? Of course you do. Now you just go there. Amini's. Here's their website. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Meet me.
Going to check on traffic right now. Here's Jim Weiland.
Okay, there is a new accident. Now it's on eastbound Highway 4064. It's between Clarkson and Timberlake Manor. Has things backed up down in Chesterfield Valley there. They did clear the accident eastbound 70 at Cypress. You're still jammed up from Earth City Expressway through about Lindbergh. Westbound drivers, so you're slowing from Union out through Jennings Station Road and Florissant through Airflight. They cleared the accident.
accident eastbound Highway 270 at 367. Stop and go from McDonald through New Florissant. Heavy again from West Florissant to 367. Eastbound 44 jamming up now from Grand to the ramp on the northbound 55. We have an accident southbound 270 south of Tesson Ferry, the left lane, and westbound 44. Driver slowing Kings Highway through Shrewsbury. Heard about Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes? Spend $25 and use the code on your receipt for a chance to win three times your 2016 refund up to $15,000. See website for rules. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly at Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
I wasn't here for the introductory, what would you call it, the initial first playing of the new music for Bill Clevelin, Holiday Road, because Bill Clevelin has shifted gears, and my understanding is now he's going to be telling you great places to go for vacation or just to get away for the day or the weekend. Bill is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. You didn't get that? Don't worry about it. Just download the app, STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy. It works. Ladies and gentlemen, going down that holiday road, has a website, billontheroad.com. Here is Bill Clevelin.
Hey, Frank. Welcome back. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. You only have a minute and a half. I apologize. We'll try to get in earlier. What do you have?
Well, you know, I had something entirely different planned today, but I have to tell you what I did today, because I think everybody listening to it right now should take advantage of this. I took the Missouri River Runner train. It's Amtrak, and I took it to Kansas City, Missouri.
Stop.
Which is where I am right now. And, I've talked about doing this for the longest time, and I'm sure a lot of people listening right now said, well, that'd be cool to do, and then you just never do it. What a treat. What a cool, a lot of little stops. You go through Washington, Missouri, Herman, Jeff City, Sedalia, Independence, Missouri, a couple other spots. But I'm telling you, no TSA lines, real easy to get in. You got power outlets as you're sitting on the train in your leather seats there. You can get first class is like $50, otherwise like $30.
You know what? My daughter lives outside of Kansas City. I'm going to do this.
It is fantastic. It's going to take you about another hour and a half than it would driving, but
it is
worth it. They got a little car on board where you can go and you can get snacks and things. They've got like a table setups. If you want to play games or cards or whatever, you can do that. And then, of course, the great scenery as you're looking out the window. And, of course, today was a spectacular spring day, so you see all the farms throughout Missouri. Absolutely fantastic. So that's my first recommendation for you, to check out the Amtrak.
And 5 seconds, do you have information about that on your website?
Yeah, go to billontheroad.com. You can learn some more.
All right, Bill Clevelin, on the road, on the train. Thank you, Bill. It is, what do you know?